Right, hello. For this podcast, I thought I'd do a little bit of guiding. It's been 13, 14 weeks since, with one exception, since I last guided. And, you know, I worry about my guiding muscle atrophying. So why not? I'm at Hampstead Underground Station, and this is how I begin my Hampstead walk, which is my favorite walk of all. I would just say in this connection, people often ask, what are we going to see on this walk? And you know, the shorthand answer to that is, well, you're going to see Hampstead or Kensington or the Inns of Court. You're going to see it with my eyes. Anyway, the way the thing gets started, and since we meet at Hampstead Tube Stop, we're going to take a look at the Tube Stop. Of course, I always introduce the walk. I say good morning and welcome to London Walks. My name is David. Your ears are not playing tricks on you. The diphthongs are chewy. The accent is American. If some of you happen to be English, I think all I can decently say to you is that deep down you've always known that this was going to happen to you sooner or later. For those of you who are compatriots of mine, well, all I can say to you is you've come a very long way to have a Midwestern farmer's son show you around Hampstead. But the good news for you is that at least you're going to be able to understand the accent. Now, the station you arrived at opened in 1907. It's the deepest station in the system. There's something like 270 stations in the system. And not least for that reason, it was quite an important bomb shelter in World War II. Did most of you take the lift up? I should think you probably did. Well, how deep is the station? It's really almost exactly the same height or depth, if you will, from the base of Nelson's Column to the top of his hat. So this is deep. Had you come up the steps, it's 320 steps. Most people take the lift, but it's nice to know that top marathon runners actually train on the steps. They will take the lift down, and then they will run up, and then they take lift down, and they run up again. And they'll do this normally, I'm told by the station people, 10 or 12 times. The record for that ascent, I think it's something like 66 seconds. This glazed terracotta, this oxblood color, it's very much typical of the stations of this period. And if you think about it, the stuff was ideal for the conditions at the time, because a century and change ago, the London fog, which wasn't a fog, it was a smog, it was an inversion caused by these millions of coal fires, was at its worst. And a point about this stuff is it's self-cleansing. So the dirt and grime gets onto the glazed terracotta, then there's a shower, and it washes itself clean. Now, what about these curious little signs here right at the entrance exit of the station? To start with, you've got this little yellow one with black lettering, RVP. Any guesses? Rendezvous point. This is where the staff are told to rendezvous with the emergency services people, ambulances, fire engines, in the event of something untoward happening in the station. Now the other one, which is a steel box, it's black and white with some red lettering on it. Probably easier to guess. The lettering is, as you can see, is LFB, London Fire Brigade. In that steel box is a map of the station. So the fire department get here. They've got immediate access to the plan, to the layout of the place. Speaking of fire department, just over the way, famous old Hampstead landmark, the old 1873 fire station with the clock tower. And they used to mount a round-the-clock fire watch from up there, because these were obviously pre-telephone days. It was better to have the firemen spot the smoke and the flames than you to have to run up the hill, say, send the engine, my house is on fire. And that's often how my Hampstead walk starts. Okay.